Holly playing the piano live in Studio One here on WGBH. That's the version by Art Tatum of Dvorak's Humoresque. And Michael, it is just fabulous. And the thing is that I can imagine how it looks in print. I know that there are some transcriptions of his that are in print. They must look awful. I mean, could he ever see music? Was he ever sighted?
He could, yeah. And he also learned to read music from Braille. He was blind, fully blind in one eye, and could see well enough out of the other so that if he held up a deck of cards, he could play Pinochle or, you know, Count the Change.
Right.
But he mostly kind of played by ear and by heart, obviously.
Right.
The transcriptions are just a hairball.
This one that you did yourself by ear?
Yeah, I had some help from a couple of friends who had sort of versions of the Humoresque in other forms, and then I digested the other Tatum recordings and tried to come up with something.
But you just can't write the swing in, you know? I mean, I guess you got to put
this
bar
true,
line
yeah.
somewhere. And there are bar lines, but it's tough stuff. And
yeah.
beautiful.
Well, the bar lines go where Dvorak left him, but then Tatum put the humor back in the Humoresque.
Well, I'm afraid to miss any of your Chopin.
Sure.
I know that you have some Chopin for us. And I'm thinking that in a big way, Tatum, he must have been sort of opening the doors to bebop in a certain sense with that kind of speed.
Oh, yeah.
So he was an innovator at the piano in a major, major way. And so was Chopin before him.
Hugely.
Chopin virtually changed the way we hear the piano, what we can do with the piano, and he made it take off in a way, much like Tatum. And I know that you have some Chopin with you. I wondered if we could get to that.
Sure. A prelude, would that be okay?
That would be great. Maybe a prelude and a nocturne. I think
sure.
we have time.
One thing I'd kind of mention, as I know you're aware, is that just as exquisite and definitive as those Tatum renditions are, so were Chopin's. And each time you think of a word like barcarolle or étude or ballade or impromptu, you know, these are forms that were so magnificently defined by Chopin that anybody else who writes one is almost derivative. Chopin did such a good job.
Right. We're talking with Michael Holly. Michael Holly is a scientist at MIT. You know, in 2001, he was named one of the 1,000 most creative individuals in America.
Where do you get this stuff? Anyway.
You know, hey, this is right off your website.
Okay.
But you have to be creative to be able to do what you're doing today.
Well, I
And
don't
we're
know
grateful that.
That
you have. You also are the winner of the Van Cliburn International Competition for Outstanding Amateurs.
That
have
was
you
a long
gone
time
on
ago.
To that was. Do you judge that competition sometimes?
Yeah, I'm now serving jury duty for the Cliburn.
And you love it. I think you had a great time.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
It's a great event.
Right. People who are great pianists but don't make a living by being great.
People
pianists.
Who really play for love.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got some Chopin. We're delighted to have it. The Prelude Opus 45. We'll begin with that. This is Michael Holly playing live in our Studio One. This live performance is made possible in part by the WGBH Endowment.